WSCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Russian authorities providing an update on Friday's terror attack at a concert hall in Moscow. Authorities say 93 people are dead after gunmen stormed the hall and opened fire on the crowd. ISIS has claimed responsibility. Authorities say 11 people have been detained. The Senate missing a midnight deadline by a couple of hours, but nevertheless passing a House-approved $1.2 trillion spending plan early Saturday. Democratic Senator Patty Murray following passage of the final legislation.
We have finally passed all 12 bills to fund the government, and I am proud to be sending a $1 billion increase in funding for child care and pre-K to the president's desk.
The legislation now heads to President Biden. Princess Kate disclosing a cancer diagnosis Friday, saying she's undergoing chemotherapy, but not revealing what kind of cancer she has or details of her treatment. Israel's prime minister rejecting American appeals to call off a planned invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah. This is ABC News. Still no winner. The Mega Millions jackpot climbing to an estimated $1.1 billion after no one matched the game's six numbers on Friday night. It's now been more than 3 months since someone claimed the top prize. Police in Idaho say they've captured a maximum security inmate who escaped from a hospital with the help of an armed accomplice.
Inmate Skylar Mead and the accomplice who allegedly helped him escape, Nicholas Umfenauer, both in custody, captured in Twin Falls, east of Boise. Police in Twin Falls tell us a third person was arrested with them, 52-year-old Tanya Huber, charged with felony eluding and possession of a controlled substance. No shots were fired.
That's ABC's Victor Okendo reporting. Two officers were wounded in the breakout. Brackets busted. The NCAA's tournament bracket tracker says there are no more perfect brackets remaining this March Madness. The last perfect bracket fell after Utah State beat TCU. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Time now for the updated Southwest Wisconsin forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly cloudy today. We're looking for a high of 37. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of light patchy snow or flurries later on with a low of 25. Sunday, blustery with areas of snow likely turning to scattered rain later in the day. Anywhere from a dusting to 1 inch of snow possible and a high of 41. Breezy occasional rain Sunday night, 34. And Monday, mainly cloudy, much warmer, 55.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I've got heartaches by the number, a love. back to stay. With hopeful heart I waited for you, knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Yes, I've got.
Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
I've held it all in, God knows I've tried. But it's an awful waste in a country boy's life. Look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on my shoulder, the age in my eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. It's a measure of people who don't understand the pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Well, I finally made 40, still wearing jeans. Light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife.
Stars that fill the midnight sky, her memory fills. can't you see that I'm no good without you? Take my arms, I won't lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry, and I know that I am no good without you. You took part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? No good without you. Take my arms, I won't lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes to cry, and I know that I am no good without. You took part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Why not take all of me?
It's a season full of transformations and promise, and the beginning of a very busy time for farmers and ranchers across the nation. It's time to anticipate a planting schedule and to make plans for inputs that may both be hard to get and afford. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to farm families is provided by the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports for your Saturday. Sponsored by members of the Sports Boosters Club. High school boys track action today. Multiple schools will be at the Invitational at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, including local schools Ithaca Weston and Riverdale, participating today at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. It was a 12-5 upset, and the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team is one and done in the NCAA tournament. Terrence Edwards Jr. scored 14 points, and James Madison pulled off the first 12-5 upset of this year's NCAA tournament by beating the Wisconsin Badgers handedly 72-61. The 12th-seeded Dukes will now face the 4th-seeded Duke team on Sunday in the second round of the South Regional in Brooklyn, where the JMU fans made themselves right at home. The Dukes, who had not been in the tournament since 2013, are into the second round for the first time since 1983, bringing with them a 14-game winning streak that is the longest in the nation. Max Klesmet kept 5th-seeded Wisconsin close, within striking distance with 18 second-half points. However, it was a final win for JMU over Wisconsin, 72-61. Another year without a perfect NCAA tournament bracket, three people picked the first 28 games correctly in ESPN's contest, but all got knocked out of the competition when James Madison beat Wisconsin on Friday. Long shots Yale, Oakland, and Duquesne also did some damage on the tournament's second day. Only 1,825 perfect brackets survived Thursday's games in ESPN's Tournament Challenge. The odds of picking a perfect bracket at random are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. A record 22 million brackets were entered in the ESPN contest. One person had the distinction of predicting every single winner incorrectly, until Colorado squeaked past Florida 102-100. That's a look at sports for your Saturday, sponsored by members of the Sports Boosters. I'm Adam Hess.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
We're holding with nothing left to hold on to.
I'm so tired of holding on to nothing. The years have shown no kindness for the hard times we've been through.
We've squeezed the life from every dream and still go right on bluffing. With really nothing left to hold on to.
Oh, why do we keep holding on with nothing left to hold on to? Let's be honest with each other. That's the least that we can do. I feel guilty when they envy me and you. With nothing left to hold on to.
We were young and foolishly mistaken, victims of a passion much too strong to be denied.
With only tears to show for all the years that we've been faking. God only knows how long, how hard we tried.
Oh, why do we keep holding?
to hold on to. Let's be honest with each other. That's the least that we can do. I feel guilty when they envy me and you. We're holding on with nothing left to hold on to. We're holding on with nothing left to hold on to.
Weekday mornings at 7:20. It's the Roundup.
It's the Roundup
with Hank and Phil.
Funny,
witty,
and they know nothing at all. But it's everything you need to kickstart your day.
Right, I'm in Roy. Countryside. The chores, the stores. I'd rather toil on acres of soil, cause I like the outdoors. New York's where I just won't stay. I love the smell of fresh mown hay. Tall buildings and a penthouse view compared to a tree or a sky of blue. Fresh air, Times Square. I'd rather toil on acres of soil, cause I like the outdoors. The chores, the stores. I love the wine, but not city life. Green Acres, baby.
That's a great MeTV memory as we get you up and ready to face the world on this 21-degree Saturday morning. Hello, folks. My name's Adam Hess. Thank you for making us part of your weekend wake-up get-together. Here's Ray Stevens with Misty.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as kitten love dreaming. I'm walking on a cloud. I can't understand love. I'm Misty holding your hand. I walk my way. Can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. Ooh, oh, oh. Should I wander through this wonderland all night, never knowing my right foot from the left, my head from the glove. I missed it, too much in love. You can say that you're leaving. I wonder.
stick to the chimney.
Don't forget to vote. Elections are on April 2nd. This is Elvin J. Christensen, lifetime resident of the Village of Lone Rock, and I am asking for your support on April 2nd. Having served the country and state of Wisconsin for over 20 years with the Wisconsin National Guard and stepping up once again to serve our community for a better future, vote Elvin J. Christensen for Lone Rock Village Trustee on April 2nd. Your vote truly does matter.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Farm families don't have an off-season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year. Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local. And remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by the Gokenauer Insurance Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Shed's Feed, Seed, and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. They're located on 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
They took the whole Indian nation, put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. Tomahawk and bows and knife. Took away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young. And all the were made by hand are now for days made in Japan. Indian people, Indian tribes, so proud you lived, so proud. Put us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still a red man deep inside. Indian people, tribes, so proud you lived, so proud you died. Although they've changed our ways of
change our hearts and souls. But maybe someday when they've learned, Indian people will return, will return, will return, will return, will return.
Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones, part of your Saturday Wake Up. 5:40 as we move to the top of the hour, we'll have an ABC Newsroom update. Before that, farm news. Right now, it's Dwight.
Caught in a trap. Can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see? What you doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying, we can't go on together with suspicious minds. We can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. Stop by and say hello. Will I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, asking where I've been. Can't you see these tears are real? I'm crying. We can't go on together. Suspicious minds. We cannot build a dream on suspicious minds. Oh, let our love survive. I'll dry the tears from your eyes. Let's don't let a good thing die. You know I'd give a lie.
Join us between now and the top of the hour. We will have a look at your weekend wake-up forecast from Tony Schumacher. Adam Hess, glad to be hanging out with you. It's a bit of a chilly start. We're at 21. We're not really going to warm up until we get into Monday. We'll get back to the 50s, and then we stay in the 40s. And you know what? All those 70s we had a little earlier this year, yeah, we're going to pay for them all in March and April. I just have that feeling. Still some snow on the ground from the storm that moved through yesterday. That should be melting away in the next few days, I would think. Here's Travis Tritt. His remake is called Take It Easy. It is your weekend wake-up.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to store me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. And take it easy. to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy. Sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Time now for the updated Southwest Wisconsin forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly cloudy today. We're looking for a high of 37. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of light patchy snow or flurries later on with a low of 25. Sunday, blustery with areas of snow likely turning to scattered rain later in the day. Anywhere from a dusting to 1 inch of snow possible and a high of 41. Breezy, occasional rain Sunday night, 34. And Monday, mainly cloudy, much warmer, 55.
What I should do is play it cool in front of you, and I just might fool you for a minute or two. But what I can't hide is everything I feel inside. Starts racing when I'm next to you. And love won't let me not go crazy when you come around. Go insane when we get a little closer now. I'd be inclined to chicken out, but love won't let me. Love has a funny way of getting you in something that scares you, but you can't resist. I'll let you leave without a kiss, but love. Took that step,
Country and community, your weekend wake up as we call on the one and only Tammy Cochran. This was a big hit for Vince Gill back in the day. You better think twice.
This is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for the Rock and Roll Radio Party Saturday night. It's where the cool kids hang out. We'll be rocking back to the past, featuring some great tunes, courtesy of the likes of Jay's Pedal Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. Join us for sweet turntable treats, courtesy of Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel. Those were the days. We'll be flashing back to this weekend in 1980. Those were the days on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. You can hear it between 6 and midnight Saturday night.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today. This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Is the bearish fundamental outlook for wheat due to demand or supply? I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Work with Stein, enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Even with some decent gains on Friday, the overall fundamental outlook for wheat continues to be bearish, and whether or not that's a supply issue or a demand issue depends on how you look at it, according to Garrett Toy from Ag Trader Talk.
It's actually supply, to be honest with you. I mean, I think Russian prices are, have continued to fall. I think a lot of these exporters are, it's the middle of March. They're looking at, considerable old crop stocks still on the books that they've got to move before new crop gets here. So they're trying to push those stocks out the door to make room for a new crop harvest, which at this point looks to be adequate. May not be bumper, but it's there's no major issues out here. So right now, I mean, the selling is coming from the supply side. The demand side, the one thing is China. From a demand side, is China has been canceling cargoes from everyone, France, Australia, U.S., you name it. That is a function of their supply as well. They've had crop failures the last 2 years. This year, their crop looks decent, and maybe the government overbooked a little bit, and now they're walking away from those cargoes. But I think it's more of a supply side issue with harvests, 60 days away.
And as far as corn and soybeans, Toy says he's keeping an eye on basis levels out of widespread U.S. planting.
I think that, the market's probably going to see cash firm here in the next 30 to 60 days as the farmer starts to get in the field. So there might be some opportunities here to market some grain. Right now, market's all looking for some short covering event to increase offers. The market rally that we've had so far is probably needs to be rewarded to some extent, even though where we got to these levels that we got to on the short covering might not be ideal. It's worth rewarding the rally one way or another. But watch basis next 30, 60 days. I think basis will probably firm up as the farmer steps away and looks at the field work.
The USDA's prospective planting numbers are out on Thursday the 28th, along with quarterly grain stocks. And now for more, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. Direct cash cattle trade activity saw a very active day Thursday. Packers were aggressive in their competition for fed cattle, which resulted in some pretty impressive prices. For the week, live deals in the South are marked at mostly $188, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress business in Nebraska and Iowa was at mostly $302, $4 higher than the prior week's business. That wasn't the only place where prices were on fire this week. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says volume was good and prices continue to climb.
Some of the top end prices are, most of the top end prices now back into all time records.